It is review to have a look at the Liverpool season so far, Dan, Neil and Sean. And first things first, Neil, it's three from three. Three from a very tricky three for Liverpool. And before we go into anything analytical or performance related, the proof is in 9 points and we should be delighted with that.
Oh, we should be. I mean, you know, all the way through, there's a ton of reasons why Liverpool should be delighted. I mean, full stopper is the best you can do anyway. So if Liverpool had the easiest three and they were three from three, well, you've still got to go and get the job done. The next point of it is it's worth saying that these are two games, albeit one after the league was won, where Liverpool didn't take maximum points last season out of the three of them, and they've took maximum points this season, so they're up on last season. The other thing to point out is they're doing this with a fair amount of disruption. You know, players leaving the club, players joining the club in quite significant numbers, and they managed to ride that out. And then the fourth thing in amongst all of this is it's off the back of what will have been, at the very least, a slightly disrupted pre-season in a technical and physical sense, but what was a massively interrupted pre-season in a mental sense, and in a way which is still ongoing and will be ongoing for a very, very, very long time in terms of the tragedy around Diogo Jota and Andre Silva. So we've got all of these factors before we do any sort of form of analysis. All of these factors are in play on the back of these results. And, you know, I think it can only be fantastic news from Liverpool's point of view. When you then sort of dig a little bit deeper and you're able to say it's been, for a variety of reasons, these games have been an emotional roller coaster. The most obvious thing, again, being the tragic circumstances that still underpin everything. But the next facet of this being the way in which, a little bit of the way in which the games have played out, but also the reality of what was going on with Newcastle, the reality of where Arsenal are and what Arsenal currently are as far as Liverpool are concerned. Again, to have taken three from three in that context is also hugely impressive. I just think in general, you know, we could well be looking back at the end of the season and saying, God, that didn't half help. What it also opens up is it opens up the next four. We'll obviously come on to talk about that in this show and in other shows. But what it opens up with reference to the next four is, you know, the three of the next four are eminently winnable from Liverpool's point of view, whilst rivals have tougher fixtures. That's not the same as saying they will definitely be won. Crystal Palace are a long time unbeaten in this country. Derbies are not straightforward, and we're going to a newly promoted team. But by the standards of where this league is at the minute, in terms of what you've got to face game after game, Liverpool have got themselves in a position where I think the one thing, it's the most obvious truism ever to say, but I think to see a title contender open up a gap, I think is a blow. To see a title contender who are looking to retain the title and who won it in the end relatively comfortably last season open up a gap, I think that is a big psychological ask. And if it happens on Arsenal, to see a title contender wherein you've already played one of your games against them and they won, so one of your opportunities to influence their results and they won, see them open up a gap, I think it's another real kick in the teeth.